Oops, I wasn't supposed to go live right now. I was supposed to wait it out and get things ready. But anyway, since I'm already here, make sure it's already on. Wait, am I even live? Okay, yep, I'm live. All right, peace and blessings. I know you all saw the community section before I went live, so you guys know what to do. This one's going to be about... I'm gonna be doing some reaction content too, but I have to talk about this because I've been talking to a lot of brothers who are single, and this is not looking good here in America, man. And this has to be addressed. This has to be talked about, man. I'm gonna wait for people to get notified. I know I told you all I'd be live earlier, but I had to make my video for tomorrow. I just got some new lights for my studio. I wasn't even supposed to show myself. I don't even, but showing myself, whatever. But won't make this too long. Man, I feel bad for men out here, man. It's real, real wicked. And I'm going to expose the nature of the modern woman of Eve, okay? Because a lot of people, they talk about women and men, but they never tell you the real reason why the things are the way they are, the reason why women are the way they are. You know, this is why the Bible says you got to be born again. Eve, by nature, is adulterous. Okay, she's not loyal to you, and I'm talking about the Eve when she's in her early 20s, 18, 19, her early 20s, depends, not all Eves, but most Eves in their mid 20s too. They're not looking to settle down. They're not looking to start a family. They're not looking for a marriage. It's only until they're about 30s when the SMV, when it starts to tank, when they're not getting as much attention in social media, when they're not getting as much attention at the club or their bar, or just when they're out in public. They're not getting much attention. They start to look in the mirror. The looks are fading because beauty is vain, you know, and eventually it decays. So down the line, then they start to see, okay, I need to get a husband. Okay, they're not getting a husband because they really want a husband. It's just them being selfish, because you got to understand Eve and Adam had everything the world had to offer. And it was like there was no jealousy. They weren't competing against anybody else because it was just them. And God blessed them with everything, and she still wanted more. Okay, she still wanted more, and she did her thing with the devil. And that's just her selfish nature. So you men out here, we see videos all the time, a man providing for a woman, he's sacrificing it all, and she still cheats on him, still, you know, plays him for a fool, plays him for a sucker. Well, understand that Eve was the first one that did it. So this is why Christ says you must become born again. And you brothers out there, I'm not even looking at the chat, by the way. Actually, I'll look at the chat. Let me open the chat. It was supposed to pop up on OBS. I don't know why it didn't pop up. All right, hold up. Let me look at this chat. Marriage in America, guys, ain't even worth it. Now you might be saying, well, Mark, you know, you're married. I trained my wife to become a righteous woman. I trained my wife to become a woman of God. That took a lot of energy. Now, if I was in the shoes, the position where I'm in now, and let's say if I would have met her now, I wouldn't have the time and the energy, because I'm building for the kingdom. Okay, now I understand why Paul says why Paul wasn't married, because he didn't have time. He didn't have time to deal with that, bro. He didn't have time to deal with that. And I know what me talking like this, people could be like, "Oh, Mark, is your household okay? You know, I'm good. We good, bro. We're about to have a son. We good." I know people, just because I'm talking like this, the way this video, it does not mean that anything is wrong, you know, like, but I know how some of you guys are. Someone said the audio is low. Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3. Is the audio better now? Good thing I looked at the chat. The audio should be a little bit better. If not, I could, I had to adjust the dB into it. Talking like this, the audio is low. It sounds good for me, but is the audio still low? Yo, testing. Yo, guys, let me know if the audio is better. Should be good now. Should be good to go. If not, then I could do this maybe. Okay, much better. All right, cool. So you guys weren't able to hear me, all the things I just said before? If not, I would just have to repeat what I said, because if I have to do that, I'll do that. Could you guys hear me before, or was it super low? Usually when I start streaming on OBS, it pops up the YouTube chat. It didn't do it that time. Okay. I don't know. Were you guys able to hear me before? Oh, my goodness. I'm new to this streaming stuff, so, you know, it's just all trial and error. Trial and error. It's all good. I'll eventually get to it. Okay. All right. Cool. So what I was saying, okay, the American woman, let me expose the modern woman in America. Remember, because I was once single. I was once out here dealing with them. Whether she was religious or whether she was worldly, it's Eve. Whether she's a religious Eve or a worldly Eve, it's still Eve at the end of the day. Someone says you still can't hear me. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say, guys. My mic is literally like right. I'm like right. My face is, my mouth is like, I can eat this, bro. You know. All right. Here, let me see this real quick. This is what's being promoted. This is what's being promoted in the Western world. Hold on. Let me see if I could, All right, let's share my screen, window capture. All right, this is what's being promoted. And let me keep in mind, this is how modern women think like. They all think like this, all right? Fair use, I don't own the rights of the music or anything being played. I don't own the rights. I'm just reacting, fair use. The audio is down. Why is this not? Oh, there you go. This is what they're listening to. They're being programmed. Y'all don't really understand, man. Satan, the god of this world, he got y'all. He got y'all in a chokehold. But let's talk about this real quick. And this is one thing that I see here. Let me remove this. Please tell me this works. No, it doesn't. What's going on? Oh, it doesn't work. Oh well, so I have to do it manually. I just got a Stream Deck, and I'm Okay, it works. Why isn't it? All right, that was kind of loud. All right, so this is what they do, guys. Let me break it down to you, because all of you Adams, you're naive. A lot of Adams are naive. You know, and I get it. I understand Adam's nature, because I was once under Adam. I was once under the Adam curse. You know, like I said, guys, anyone who's not born again, you should not be dealing with them. Just a fact. So I was once under the Adam curse, you know, allowing a woman to do this and that, knowing a woman's wrong, but still doing it. You know, that's the curse of Adam. Okay. This is why Christ says you got to be born again. All right. So one thing I've seen is that when a woman's in her prime years, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 26, you know, she's not looking for marriage. She's not looking for a man of God. She's not looking for a righteous man. She's looking for attention. The only time she wants marriage, the only time she wants something serious, like serious commitment, is when the value goes low. Okay, when, you know, when she has baby daddies, when she has kids by other men, when her body count is through the roof. Okay, that's when she wants to, you know, be a wife. She does not want to become a wife when she's fresh. Okay, when she's in her prime years, they don't want that. And this is why. Now, let me make this very clear too. I'm not with the whole passport bro stuff. I've been traveling. I've had my passport since I was 23, way before this passport movement, bros movement, he was even out. The Bible says a traveling man attains much wisdom. I've been to Mexico. I've been to Italy. I've been to DR. I've been to Jamaica. I've been to Puerto Rico. What else have I been to? I'm going to Africa next. I haven't been to the motherland yet. I want to go to Africa for sure. And the woman over there, you know, I've heard some stories that they're becoming like the Babylonian program. They're becoming like the Babylonian woman. Okay, like the woman over here in America. I don't need a man. You know, the feminist mindset. But I want to look at, I want to read the chat. Like, do y'all men see that? How women, they don't really want to. What's up, J-Rock? What's up, bro? They don't want marriage at a young age. It's only when they have baby daddies, when they have, you know, multiple abortions, when they have, you know, multiple, you know, the body count is through the roof. Then they want a marriage. Like, are y'all seeing this? I'm just trying to see. Let's build with y'all real quick. You've been to Japan 5-6 times. Wow, that's dope, man. Yeah, I want to go to Japan too. Marriage in the Western world, guys, it's going to become a thing of the past. Women are okay with being baby mamas, being baby mamas, having baby daddies, but being a wife, you know, it's dysfunction. And modern women, they thrive off of that. They thrive off of dysfunction. Okay, so Rick says yes, bro. Dylan says yes. Agreed. Okay, Rick. Okay, so you guys are seeing what I'm seeing. Okay, cool. Okay, and a lot of you, right? Women have to understand this because they're watching in the clouds. They might not be in the comments, but they're watching. Okay, we have 245 people and only 100 likes, so they're watching. I know you're watching, Eve. I know you're waiting to say something that you disagree with. I know you're waiting to. I understand. Okay, and I'm just waiting to use this. I'm just waiting. I can't wait to use the soundboard. I'm gonna start looking more in the chat. A lot of women are talked to now are very deceived. Yep. Brian says, I'm 19 and gonna be a father. My woman is a little submissive. Our foundation is God and no dudes in her phone. Okay, that's what's up. That's good. Okay, let me make this very clear, guys. There's probably like a 1% chance, you know, 1% of the women out here who are actually marriage material, but the odds are stacked against you. The odds are very, very stacked against you. So if a woman is not sent from God, man, this is life-saving advice. I know you men are going to do whatever you want to do regardless because you're all men. But if a woman is not sent from God, okay, complete waste of time. Complete waste of time. You're gonna be back, man. You're going to be sent backwards in life, okay? When it comes to marriage, when it comes to dating, your best bet is going overseas. The woman over there, they haven't been. Now, of course, like I said, Babylon, they're getting programmed. All that demonic spirit, Jezebel spirit, and Ahab, that's all over in the Western world, okay? But your best bet is going overseas. And once again, I'm going to make this very clear. I'm not with the Passport Bro stuff. I don't subscribe to any of their channels. I don't follow any clicks on YouTube. Or I don't do any of that. You know, I'm my own man. I make my own moves. You know, like I said, I've been traveling since I was 24 years old. That's when I first got my passport. I think I have to renew my passport, too. Probably like in 3-4 years, I got to renew it. Waste of time and a waste of energy. Yes, it is. It is. And like I said, guys, Eve, by nature, she's adulterous. These women out here, guys, they're demonizing you, man of God, you righteous man, for, you know, wanting to have multiple wives. These women, they have multiple husbands, multiple boyfriends. You think they're really just talking to you? You really think they're just talking to you? That's not the case. That's not the case. All these modern women have multiple guys they're talking to. Multiple. Okay, and then after they get defiled, after Satan runs through them, now they want you, man of God. You know, now when they have kids by another man, now they want you, man of God, to marry them. I mean, it's very dysfunctional. Like I said, selfish. It's in their nature to be selfish. Okay, now it's up to you. Like I said, guys, you men are going to do regardless of whatever you want to do because you're a man. It's up to you if you want to deal with that. But always keep in mind, if a woman is not born again, okay, she's coming into your life with those spirits. All those men that she slept with, okay, she's coming in life with all those spirits, all those soul ties, all those demons. But real talk, she's coming to life with all those demons. And it's going to cause you a life full of pain, a life full of suffering, a life full of misery. Okay, thank you so much, Manuel the Protector, for the super chat. Says, I'm going through something like this right now. Brother Mark Man. Oh, yeah, of course. There's a lot of men going through this. There's a lot of y'all. And, you know, that's life. It's life. And like I said, guys, if you deal with a modern woman and you want her to follow God and, you know, be righteous and stuff like that, that takes a lot of energy, a lot of time and effort. It takes a lot, you know. And I don't know if I have that time and energy and time to do that no more, bro. I just turned 30. I have a lot. God has put me in a position in the kingdom where I don't have time. I don't have time to do that, bro. Now, I understand the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 4, verse 1, it says, seven women will cling unto one man. Let me actually leave this on the screen. Let me actually leave this verse on the screen so everyone can see this. Everyone can read along. Yeah, right here. Let me move my face real quick. Okay, let me make sure y'all can see that. All right, this is Isaiah chapter 4. Oh, wait, I'm showing myself. Oh, dang. Can y'all see that? Is it big enough? I got to look through my phone. Guys, I'm a rookie at streaming, so you guys have to bear with me, man. I'm a rookie at OBS. If I was using StreamYard, I'd be good. I'd be good to go, but okay, y'all can see it. Cool, for sure, for sure. So this is the book of Isaiah chapter 4, verse 1. It says, in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach, to take away our sins. Okay, this day is coming. But personally, me, I'm not looking forward to this day. I'm not trying to deal with that. I'm being honest with y'all. I'm really not. I'm not, bro. Now, if they're coming humbly and, you know, then, hey, it is what it is. But the state of these women today, they coming with a whole bunch of demons, a whole bunch of problems. And if y'all want to deal with that, like I said, man are going to be man. You're going to do whatever, regardless of what I'm saying, you can do whatever you want. But personally, me, with the wisdom that I have, there's no way. There is no way. And you got to be careful about, you know, the false. Someone said zoom in. Here, I'm going to leave that. I'm going to leave it in the comments, guys. I'm going to leave that verse in the comments. Hold up. Like I said, guys, I'm a rookie at OBS. As I get older, no name server said, is Mark on Twitch? No, I'm not on Twitch. I'm just on YouTube. Too much social media is for me, guys. I that's why I took a break from Instagram. I might post like once a month or something like that. Facebook, I deleted it. Twitter, I don't even use it no more. If you're messaging me on Twitter, guys, I don't use it. So I don't use it no more. I still have the app. Or no, I actually deleted the app. Oh, no, I still have the app. Social media is a waste of time, bro. If it's not YouTube, that's pretty much it. Snapchat I have because I talk to my friends and family on there. But yeah. Okay. And you guys got to watch out for these, you know, the religious woman, the overly religious woman, the woman who's trying to teach you the Bible and try to control you. Got to watch out for her. Oh, let me show y'all this clip. This pastor, I'm surprised. This is from the Christian church. I'm surprised. But I mean, there's not many of these pastors out here. But I was like, you know, everything he's saying, I've been saying. But he goes in. You don't really see these type of pastors in these churches. So let me shout this brother. I don't know what this pastor's name is. You guys want to leave in the comments, feel free to. And the crazy thing is, everything he's saying, there's a woman in the comments getting mad at him. You see how women hate the truth? And this is why I don't make videos for women no more, because every time I did, you guys will get mad at me. So I don't waste my time making videos for the men, because men, even though they might get mad at the truth, they understand this is the truth. And of course, you have the effeminate man who is in their feelings. But it's crazy how this video I'm about to show you guys, there's women getting mad at what he said. Like, what is wrong? What is wrong? Okay, let's play it. This is the TikTok. Once again, fair use, fair use. Let's play the clip.
Hey, daddy, if you don't get a hold of the Bible, and the Bible gets inside of you, it ain't my job to teach your kids about Jesus. It's your job to teach your kids about Jesus. It ain't my job to fight the spiritual warfare in your home. It's your job to fight the spiritual warfare in your home. And so sadly, in this day and hour, we got a bunch of men whose wives are 10 times more spiritual than the men are, and somehow we wonder why our home's been defeated when God chose the husband to be the high priest of the home, and you've been a little sissy, and you played on your PlayStation, and looking at TV all night long, and your kids are going crazy, your money went funny, your marriage is going down the tube, and you ain't got enough sense to get on your knees, get in that Bible, and find out what God said for your marriage. It's time for the men to be men and take the spiritual authority and pray the warfare off of your home, off of your family. If you don't pray for your kids, who's going to pray for your kids? If you don't fast for your babies, who's going to fast for your babies? Hogwash, I'm coming here and let me tell you what God said. You got a Bible, get your nose in the Bible and start fighting the warfare like a good soldier of Christ. Somebody give God praise if you believe that this morning. Hey, Dad.
Like I said, guys, you don't see these type of pastors in these Christian churches. So I give that man a round of applause. People say it's Billy Graham. I don't believe that's Billy Graham. I don't believe so. Now, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I don't think that's Billy Graham, guys. Is that, or is it, guys? Is it Billy Graham? Yeah, it's time for man to be man. And it's also time for man to leave the modern woman alone. Okay, you guys have to understand this. Women are followers. The reason why women are the way they are because men are giving them attention. Women know that. They show their ass on social media. They show their breast. They twerk and, you know, shake their behind and do something like that. That's going to get some attention. Men are giving them the attention. So when is man going to step up? Because like I said, guys, women are just followers. I promise you guys, if women weren't getting attention for showing their behind and being demonic, they would start to dress more. They would start to be more humble. So it's up to us men to walk away from them. When they start being on demon time, when you see that they serve Satan, which I'm going to give a Bible verse in a bit. Once you see that, you leave them alone. Even the pretender, the one, you know, the Hebrew Israelite, quote unquote, or the Christian, like I said, guys, all just titles. All just titles, bro. Thank you so much for the super chat. Smooth operator. Thank you so much. Moon Man says, I'm 22 and my dad is always forcing me to get a girlfriend. He talks to random women and tries to get me to be interested in them. It's stressful. He thinks I'm a wuss for rejecting. I'm just waiting on God. Well, you never know. Your dad, you know, like, shoot, if my son gets older and I see a, you know, a woman who's qualified, I'll put my son on. So I don't see it why that's a wrong thing, you know, if your dad is, you know, trying to put you on. You know, now, of course, you use a discernment to, you know, what type of woman they are. But I would trust my dad with discernment, you know, because my dad's old. I mean, you know, he passed away. Rest in peace. But, you know, my dad had a lot of wisdom. So if my dad would put me onto some woman when I was younger, back when I was 18, 19. Oh, heck yeah. Let's go. All the stress I had to go with through me not knowing, you know, me not knowing between right and wrong. So I don't know how that's a bad thing, Moon Man. Don't know how it's a bad thing. Also, let's play this clip. This clip is pretty funny. I was laughing with this one. All right. This is also the mentality, the mindset of the modern woman. Let's play the clip. This is hilarious. All right.
What's your name?
Kia.
Kia. Where you from?
Philly.
Okay. You came here from Philly?
I came here.
You having a good time?
I'm having a great time.
Okay, calm down. What's your name?
You see how they start twerking? Like, what spirit is in these women, these black women, to always want to twerk and shake their behind? What spirit is this? They always got to do that, bro. Like, and like I'm telling you guys, once men start to have this mentality, they're not going to be doing that, bro, because they're not going to be getting attention. A lot of women sell their soul for attention. A lot of them sell their soul for attention, man. I don't know what spirit is in them to be doing. Like, let me know. Let me know what spirit is. What spirit do you think it is? Spirit of a harlot, warmonger. Who knows? But let's play it.
Are you from Philly?
Yes.
Okay. What's your name?
Jarrell.
Where you from?
Philly.
Oh, so y'all all came from Philly. Yeah. Okay. So, quick question: what's the minimum amount of money a man needs to make today? Okay, you make
$150,000?
Yes. Yep. Okay, what about you? About
$150,000.
Okay, what about you? Okay, what about you?
I make, no, I don't.
Okay.
But he needs to make more than me.
Okay, so why do you feel a man needs to make more money than you?
Because he's a provider.
And what are you?
Not no roommate.
So let me ask you a question. I don't know about that. So let me ask you a question. If your man make more than you, do you think the bill should be 50-50?
I'm not doing 50-50.
What you doing?
Nothing. He can handle it.
$150 ain't a lot of money.
It's not, but he can handle it.
Okay, what you doing in your relationship?
I'm going to do 40.
What you doing?
Nothing.
Okay, so which one of y'all married? What's your name?
Oh my goodness, I'm telling you guys, leave him alone, bro. You want peace in your life? You want clarity? The only option you guys have in these days, guys, in America. Now, if you're in other countries, then you good. But I'm talking about man in America, man in Babylon. The only option you got is semen retention, bro. That's the only option y'all got. And now, of course, like I said, guys, If it's God's will in your life, because I know the scripture, it says that delight yourself in the Lord and he shall give you the desire of your heart. So in due time, you know, God will mold you and, you know, he will send the right woman your way. Okay. Jose Abraham, Super Chat says that word of Yah doesn't change for man or woman or society. It's time to vice versa, but everything is in reverse. Yeah, everything is in reverse. You want to know why? Because Satan is the god of this earth. Because people are following after the devil. So, yes, things are going to be backwards. These people have been given over to reprobate in mind. These women are in the... You see those women I just showed you guys? They're in their 30s. And they have all these requirements that they don't even meet themselves. It's just a strong delusion on them, man. And that's why I tell you guys, leave them alone. Walk your own way. It's getting real bad out here, man, in Babylon. Someone says it's a twerk spirit. Someone says it. Oh, I gotta use this.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Someone said, what's up from Vegas? That's what's up. What's up? Yeah, the spirit of Jezebel. Yeah, that's the spirit that's roaming on this earth, the Jezebel spirit. The scripture says all this, too. So it's not like this is, like, by mistake or just, you know, randomly popping up. God really said this will happen. So it's, you know, it's no surprise. There was a scripture I wanted to show. What scripture was it? There was a scripture I wanted to show. Oh, yeah, this scripture. Ooh, I did not want to forget this. All right. Let me make sure y'all can see this. Make sure it's bigger. All right, this is what God instructs all you young women, all you new 20s, because I'm telling you. Yeah, you might have 100 guys talking to every day or, you know, or this and that. You know, you're juggling this and that to different men. But there's going to come a time period when that attention starts to go down. It starts to decrease. And then now you want to start to get a husband. It doesn't work like that. You know, a man in their 30s and their 20s, they want a woman who's fresh, not a woman who's been ran through, not a woman who has all these soul ties. We don't want that. Okay, so let's show y'all this. Man, this Bible verse cuts deep, bro. It cuts deep. Ooh, I'm going to make sure I use the sound effects after I'm reading this. Let me make sure it's big enough, though. All right, that should be big enough for y'all to see, right? Let me double check. The twerk spirit hypnotizes you. Can't be controlling the man. But that's what the Jezebel spirit does, Path of the Narrow. That's what the Jezebel spirit does, trying to control the man, to tame the man. And best believe, guys, a lot of these ladies, they got a whole bunch of demons, man. Someone says, Mark, well, I keep it on YouTube. Yes, I will keep it on YouTube. For those who don't know, now that I have my studio set up, I'm going to be actually posting more on YouTube too as well. Now, of course, if I'm reacting to something that's like copyrighted or if I'm talking about certain topics, then it'll go on my Patreon. But this one will stay on here. Thank you so much, Jordan Prophet. So the Super Chat says, let's go. You cooking with this one. And I love my ladies, especially my black ladies. But it's sad. We in a burnt out era. Ain't no more queens. Shh. Facts, bruh. Facts. And no, let me make this very clear, too. We love the ladies. To tell them the truth is real love, okay? But you've been programmed by these devils and these deceivers to when a man lies to you and tickles your ears, that is real love, okay? They just have been lied to. Woman loved the lies. Eve, she loved the lies. Woman, they loved the lies, okay? So, yes, let's not get this. When a man told you this type of talk, guys, this is love. This is love. Facts. Facts. But yeah, we definitely living out in a burned out air. We live in an air where people are choosing after Satan. So let's read this verse to back up. Thank you so much, MZS Network, for the super sticker. Thank you, bro. So hopefully y'all can see it. Let's see. Yeah, you can see it. I mean, it's not the biggest, but y'all can see it. Okay, so it says, put it up higher. No, what am I doing? All right. So 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 14 to 15. I'll leave in the comments, too. Let me copy and paste it. All right, it says, I will therefore, and this is God instruction to all you young women, but you young women will rather sleep around with multiple dudes you know, play that game of a harlot. And then after you get destroyed, after your 20s, after you're done serving the devil, now you want the man of God to come save you? After you got kids or after you got all these, you know, all these demons? No, it doesn't work like that. And this is real. I'm telling you, this is what I'm saying. I know, because I see the likes don't match the views. So I know y'all mad. I know y'all offended. And like I said, that's why I don't make videos for strictly for women no more. I used to back in the days, but y'all don't even support it. Y'all don't love the truth. So what's the point? Okay, you see the brothers out here supporting. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 14 to 15 says, I will therefore that the younger woman marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. Verse 15 says, for some already have turned aside after Satan. Woo! For some already have turned aside after saying, so young woman being 18 to 27, they don't have a husband. So, you know, now, of course, there's always a small percent of them who don't desire a husband. Because so if you don't desire a husband, it's okay. But you're using your body for the Lord. You're not here sleeping around. Okay. But you notice how not women in their 18 20 to 27, they're not doing what God instructs them to do. Why? Because they turned aside after saying. I'm showing you guys this verse. So don't get mad at Mark the Messenger. Get mad at God, because a lot of y'all hate God anyways. A lot of y'all can't stand God. Y'all can't stand his rules. Y'all can't stand his laws, statutes, and commandments. It's a burden to some of y'all. It's a burden, okay? And this is what's happening, brother. So if a woman's following after a saying and you get yourself involved with that type of woman, what do you think is going to happen in your life? What do you think is going to happen into your life, man? A bunch of destruction, a bunch of pain, a bunch of agony, that maybe those demons might come into you if you're not careful. Okay, so, man, this verse cuts deep, bro. It cuts deep. Man. But like I said, man, you're going to continue doing what you want to do regardless of what I'm saying. You know, I know there's going to be few brothers take heed, but someone says, Mark, we need you on Fresh and Fit. Nah, I ain't good on there. You tripping, bro. I'll never get on that show. Tripping. Reprobates, man. I ain't getting on that show, man. Oh, man. But you see, I see a lot of women saying, oh, Mark, yeah, you're speaking truth, but where's your husband at? Where's your guys' husband? Let's talk. I'm speaking truth, right? Okay, so where's your husband at? Because I know plenty of men that got out there who they want a wife, but they just can't find it. They can't find her. So a lot of you women say, oh yeah, Mark, you're speaking the truth, Mark, this and that, but where's your husband at? I want to know. Yeah, I don't know. Is he the sound bar? Wait, hold on. Where's your husband at, sis? Oh, they ain't ready. They definitely not ready. There's a lot of simps out here. But, you know, these simps, a lot of them are AI. A lot of, you're still simping in 2023, you AI, bro. You an NPC. Like, let's be real, bro. Same thing with the woman out there still, you know, shaking her behind, you know, being a harlot, being a 304, you know, being a sex worker. They're all just NPCs, bro. Organic portals, AI. Same thing with these dudes out here. So you're still sipping in 2023, but all the information with the knowledge is increasing in these last days. That's an AI, bro. And I showed you guys that video where the AI girlfriend. And see, this was Satan's plan. Let me tell you about Satan's plan. Divide the family, push feminism, make women be empowered. Okay. Give all these women rights, push the man away, have your husband be the government. Okay. You know, put your baby daddy on child support. Don't be good to him, but be good to these devils and demons. Be good to them. But the man who wants to do you right, let's push him away. The man who actually loves you and cares for you, I don't want to do nothing with him. But these devils and demons, oh, let me, I'll bust it open. I'm a twerk. That's the mindset of the modern woman. That's the mindset of the modern woman, bro. More simps than real man. Yeah, that's how it is. And see, there's a lot of people. So Striker Rising says, Mark, let's not generalize, bro. Some women are waiting for a man of God. Can't lump everyone around the same boat. I'm putting you on timeout. I already said that twice throughout this live. So I already knew there's going to be people like that. That's why I had the soundboard ready for people like you.
What? Bro, what are you talking about?
Obviously, there's a small ramen, but if the shoe fits, wear it. And what's that saying? A hit dog will holler. So thank you, Child of Light. Now, of course, if you're still in your early 20s, then that's good. If you don't have a husband, that's okay. That's perfectly. You are here striving for righteousness. You repented. Then that's okay. But to the woman in the 30s or late 20s who are overweight, they're not getting the same attention they did in the past. Now they want the man of God to just show up and save them. No. It doesn't work like that. But thank you so much, Child of Light. She says, I'm a daughter for God, and I thank you for making this content. I'm so glad I gave my body to Christ. In Jesus' name, love you both. Love you too, sis. Where's it? There you go. That's a woman too. So clearly, I'm not generalizing, okay? Clearly. All right, I'm not saying someone said it was a foreigner. No, the foreigner was right here. Wait, why isn't that turned on? There you go. No one said no BS. I want to use that foreigner noise when someone says. I'm surprised that the comment section is actually, you know, maybe because of, maybe the mods are blocking. I don't know. I'm just not looking at the comments like the past 10 minutes, but. That guy he didn't say BS. He just said I just had a him with this. With all the things I'm saying, Mark, don't generalize. Well, obviously I'm not talking about all women. Clearly. Oh my goodness, man. But like I said, you brothers, leave him alone. Your best bet in these times, these last days, is to wait on God to send you your woman. You got it. That's the only thing you should be doing. You going out to the club, you going out this place, that place to look for them. That's just a waste of time. And when I say to travel, your mission to travel should be to do business. Okay. Stimulate the other nation's economy, build businesses, build, connections, build partnerships. And if you go out there to the Thailand or wherever y'all be going, overseas, and then they know that woman wants to deal with you, then all right, cool, let's see where y'all can go. But you going out to, going out for the sole purpose to look for, to get a wife, I wouldn't recommend that. Even Paul doesn't recommend men to do that. It says if you're loose from a wife, don't seek a wife. Okay, and I understand that because you shouldn't be out here seeking. A woman should gravitate towards you. You're on your mission. You're on your purpose. You're doing what you need to be doing as a man. A woman should gravitate towards you. Okay. Like I said, even Christ says in the Bible, this is an adulterous nation. If a woman doesn't have God in her life, she's going to cheat on you, bro. Especially if she's in her 20s. Oh, 100%. 100%, bro. And even the woman who claims that she has God, she's messing around too. Getting into the next dude's bed. Okay? It's pretty bad out here, man. I mean, y'all know this, man. Someone says, Mark, we need a Bible study group. You know, and yeah, I'm not against that, but we need a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit so the Spirit can lead us to all truth. I feel like that's what a lot of people need, man. That's what more people need. Bible study, we could read the Bible, blah, you know, I'm not against that. We should be studying to show ourselves approved, but we need to be more spiritual. We need to be more spiritually in tune and understand the times we're in right now. Okay, that's what we really have to do because, yeah, you can read the Bible, but a lot of people don't even apply it to their life. So what's the point? We know what the Bible says about that. James chapter 1, verse 22 to 25. So a lot of you ladies, right, in your 30s and your 40s that don't have a husband, what happened? Like, we have to have this talk. You were fine in your 18, 19, 20, in your 20s. You were fine. You were using all the attention for the wrong reasons. And now you want the man of God to come save you. Don't you think that's kind of selfish? We got to talk. We got to talk, man. Someone says, what about the religious Eve? That's funny of you say that. Kitty. Oh, yeah, the religious. Well, I have videos on that. But pretty much in short, you know, the woman who wants to lead you and teach you and use a Bible verse, use the Bible to condemn you. You know, she wants to, you know, pray over you. And, you know, just she wants to be the man. She wants to be the head. You know, that's the religious Eve. They got to be avoided at all costs. I mean, I've dealt with those spirits before. Just terrible, man. You see a lot of them on YouTube too. A lot of content creators who are just religious. Oh, they're like Pharisees. I mean, back in the days, the Pharisees were men. But since we live in a society where women are the kings of the earth, where women are in control, you have more Pharisee women than actual men. Oh my goodness, man. Oh my goodness. And see, let me tell y'all, dude, something too, real quick. That and there's a verse that says, "Chase a woman, destroys kings." Yeah, that's true. Yeah, don't give your strength to a woman. We have a lot of men doing that today. Okay, but let me tell y'all, dude, something real quick too. Let me tell y'all something real quick. The red pill, the gurus, they tell you that, oh, you could wait until your 30s and your 40s to get married. And see, they don't tell you that. You know, the only way you could attract women who are in their prime years, okay, you have to have something going on for your life. You can't just be in your 30s and 40s still working a 9-to-5 job, still having no goals, no ambition. You know, the people who are telling you could be in your 30s and 40s and get married to a 20-year-old when you're in your 40s, that only works for 1%, less than 1% of men, the men who actually were building, establishing their kingdom. You know, a lot of you guys don't do that because you spend your 20s chasing women. And this is one thing I noticed about, let's talk. I notice about men in their 20s, okay? I notice this. Their whole life is all about women. Let's go to the gym for a woman. Let's get money for a woman. Let's shave my eyebrow or, you know, do my eyebrows well for a woman. Their whole, it's simp. It's a simp culture. No matter if you have success with women, because best believe, women, they love the effeminate men. They love the Ahabs, okay? They love the woman. They love the man who put them on a pedestal and who are weak, okay? So all you men in your 20s, delete the dating apps. Unfollow the tater tots on IG. Just remove them and get on your purpose, bro. And if you don't have a purpose in your life, remember to do the will of God. That should be number one in your life when it comes to your purpose and, you know, seeking God's kingdom, his righteousness, keeping the commandments of God. That is the will of God in your life. Okay. And like I said, when you seek God's kingdom and his righteousness, things will be added into you. Then you'll find your purpose. Then you'll find your calling. Okay, and once you find your calling, stay in it, because there's a lot of people who find their calling, but they go back to the other path, because when you're in your calling, man, there's a saying that it's lonely at the top. You know, I don't really have much friends, not because no one wants to be my friend, because a lot of people just ain't on when I'm on, bro. They're still worried about chasing women all day, trying to chase tail, bro. That's a waste of time. You know, and fortunately, when I was in my 20s, I was doing that. I didn't have an OG over me to tell me, oh, DeMar, don't do that. You know, if I would have known what I'd know, like in my early 20s, bro, oh, man, I would have been better off, man. Someone said it's time to leave Simp City. The city women are totally useless and reprobated. Man, Mark is right. We got to leave them alone. Yeah, you got to leave them alone, man. Got to leave him alone. Facts. So like I said, there's a lot of women that are 22 watch me who don't have a husband. Don't wait until your 30s. Don't do that. Don't wait until your late 20s. Don't wait until you get fat. Don't wait until you have kids by another man and you think a man of God is going to save you, because the days of men being beta males and simps, those days are over. A man of God is an alpha male. That's a true alpha male. Everyone says, I'm an alpha male because I smash 10 girls a day. Bro, you a feminine simp. Your whole life is around women. Alpha male ain't worried about that. And it doesn't brag about that anyways, whether he has 10 or 20 wives. You think Solomon, who had 700 wives and 30 concubines, when he looked at the scriptures, he wasn't bragging. He was actually exposing, saying, I'd rather dwell on the corner top, or I'd rather dwell on the roof than deal with a wicked woman. He wasn't bragging about it. No way. He wasn't bragging about the 1,000 women he had. No, he wasn't doing that. Real men don't brag. And not just with women, too, with the possessions they have. They don't brag, bro. They ain't looking for clout. They ain't looking for man's praise. Beta males do that. Cucks do that. And you see in social media, all these mainstream dudes letting their wife get smashed out by other. I mean, being in open relationships, it's crazy, man. Babylon is confused, bro. It's totally confused, man. It's a bunch of evil and wickedness out here, bro. Straight up, bunch of evil and wickedness. It's getting real bad. Thank you so much, Tanya Hayward, for the super for the Cash App. I just got the notification, and thank you so much, Ross too. Says Mark. Oh wait, no. She says, "Thank you for watching your live. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing. Thank you. Appreciate you." 1,000 wives too many. I agree. That's too much energy, bro. Especially the woman today. Maybe back then, because back then they were different. They were built different. Back, you know, maybe back then it was a different time. So maybe I wait, what am I gonna put for that? Hold up. Maybe back then. Maybe back then, but the times now? Hell nah. Even the Bible says seven women will cleave to one man. I'm not looking forward to that day. I don't want to deal with none of them, bro. You know, now of course my wife, she doesn't. It belonged there, obviously. You know, because when I'm bringing this up to people might be like, "Oh, Mark, is everything okay in your household? We good. We having a son. All praises to the Most High for that." We're obeying the commandment, being fruitful and multiplying. Now, I know there's some people who, you know, you don't want to have children, or maybe you've been trying and you haven't been able to. So it's not a sin if, you know, as long as you're married, you ain't out here sleeping around like that. Tony, that's a waste of time, man. That's going to keep you broke. That's going to keep you poor. Let's go over this scripture. Let's go over this. Testing. All right. What's the verse called again? Yeah, there you go. All you brothers got to remember this verse too. This one's a classic, another classic. Wow, this verse brings conviction. Let me make sure it's big enough. This verse brings conviction. Ooh. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 17. He that love pleasure shall be a poor man. He that love wine and oil shall not be rich. Actually, that didn't deserve a thunder. That deserved a sword. That deserved that. He that loves pleasure, he that loves corn, he that loves to masturbate, he that loves to just smash a bunch of chicks with no purpose, ain't no intention trying to make them your wife. He that loves to get high, do drugs. He that loves to get drunk. He that loves to overly eat shall be a poor man. Dang. A lot of you brothers got to start walking. When you walk in wisdom, you're going to leave the modern woman alone. You're not going to even think about them, bro. Like, they're going to be completely irrelevant to your life. I'm telling y'all, man. Once you walk in wisdom, they're completely other waste of time. Now, of course, the woman you got in your life, you know, obviously, you know, I shouldn't have to say the obvious. She's doing the right thing. You know, she's, you know, as a wife, then that's cool. So I shouldn't have to say the obvious, because it's always saying, "More, you shouldn't generalize." Dummy, obviously. People are so dumb, bro. And let me bring this verse out, because a lot of people who are followers of Christianity, who are followers of religion, they have sensitive ears. So let's bring this verse out. What's this verse called again? Okay, here it goes. Because people believe that you know, Christ and the disciples was, you know, tickling people's ears and, you know, telling them everything they want to hear. Let's go over this verse. Okay, so 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 16 says, But though I be rude in speech. So Paul, Christ, Timothy, Peter, they were rude in speech. Okay, when you speak truth, you're not going to be tickling. People are going to hate you. Okay, so, but though I be rude in speech, you know, what's another word of a fool? Stupid, dumb, idiot. The Bible says people are fools over and over again. That's just another word. So, but though I be rude in speech, and I was once a fool. I was once an idiot. I was once stupid, you know, and I'm going to go over that verse in a bit. But though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge. But let me not, hold on. But though I be rude of speech, but yet not of knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you all things. Okay, now let's go over this verse. This is, what verse is this? What verse is this? Is it this one? What's that verse called? Hold up. Oh yeah, 1 Corinthians. There you go. I got it. 1. All right. Like I said, I was once a fool. I was once an idiot. I was once stupid. Okay. I'm not ashamed to say that. That's just the truth. Okay. So that's 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 says, "Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seem to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise." Okay, so in order to become wise, you have to be a fool. You have to learn from your mistakes. But the thing is, people are not learning from their mistakes. People are constantly repeating it. They're letting the flesh get the best of them. Okay, so, you know, it's crazy out here, man. Jesus saved me from addiction to weed and alcohol. Months ago, I recently just got delivered from nicotine addiction. That's what's up, Noah. Keep it up, bro. That's what's up. Someone says the Most High does not give you fear. No, yeah, of course. Behold, you delight in truth towards the very teaching was necessary. Yep. My CMOS journey. That's what's up. Yeah, y'all get that. See, I don't have it on me right now. It's in the closet. But yeah, CMOS is it's the key. Just looking at the comments. I try to see. Someone says, "Mark, looking fresher every day. The glow." I think it's because I've been losing weight. One thing, when I got married, guys, I kind of fell off. I started eating a lot, man. My wife cooks a lot, and I kind of fell off, but now I'm back on it, bro. As a man, bro, you don't want to fall off. You got to always be busy, you know? And I remember too, guys, I always keep my prayers privately, but just for a testimony. I got down on my knees because I found myself doing nothing daily, you know, back in the days. I found myself doing that, just getting high and just doing nothing, you know, pretty much. And I got down on my knees, and I remember praying. I was like, "God, like I pray to be busy all the time. You know, I want to be working. You know, for Him, of course, or you know, anything that's you know going to keep me busy in righteous manner, right?" For the past month, ever since I got my fire back, I guys, it's 10 o'clock. I was working all day today, bro. Setting up my studio. I got more lights, so it's gonna be not as bad when I go live stream or my videos on my main channel. It's just a lot of things I'm doing, bro. Like, I don't have time. I don't have free time, bro. I don't even have time to go in the hot tub. I'm busy. I'm working all day, bro. Like, all day. But I remember, I thank God. And guys, always, when God gives you something, don't forget to thank Him. When something that you prayed for, He gives you, never take it for granted. Never take it for granted. Because, you know, like the scripture says, if you don't take your talents to use, to give it to someone else. So, I'm working all day, bro. I'm probably going to be up till 4 in the morning today. You know, so haven't even ate yet, man. Nathan, we don't talk about other content creators on this channel, so I'm putting you on timeout. Don't bring content creators on my channel unless like people who I did lives with, like New Breed or people who I shouted out, or like, you know, Ringo TV Reactions, Rollo, Sean the Navigator, Jay. You know, that's people who I shout out. They, you know, people like that, that's cool. But people like that, don't, you know. And it's funny, too, because that guy made multiple videos about me just looking for clout. But see, when you're so fruitful, even the demons eat off of your tree. You know, even the demons eat off of your tree. You know, so, but, hey, it is what it is. One thing about me, I don't have to put someone down for clout. You know, I don't have to do that, bro. I make real content, man, from the spirit. I make real content, bro. I don't got to do that. I don't gotta do that. I don't know why you guys are talking about pork. That's unclean food. We don't promote pork on this channel. And I know I told you guys last week I was going to make that video. I just haven't had the time, bro. Like, I've been super busy. Hopefully sometime this week I could do it. But no promises on that, guys. No promises on that. But when I left weed, Simply Curious says, when I left weed, I simply became so busy in my home. I know that that was the Lord guiding me out of temptation. Yeah, and that's one thing, too, that God will keep you busy, too, because you're no longer thinking about your temptation. That's a good one, Carol. Hopefully I was saying your name right. But yeah, that's a good one. When you're busy all day, you don't have time to sin. Like, real talk, bro. You don't have time to sin. You definitely don't have time to sin. Someone says you want to play CS. Counter-Strike, right? I don't have time to play video games anymore, man. Yeah, I just don't, man. Yeah, I'm in Cali, bro. I'm in the West Coast. Now, people are telling me, Mark, you should leave California. It's demonic. This is not. Trust me. I'm already ahead of the game, bro. I don't plan on living here forever. Incredible DB says, Mark, do I need to join your membership to catch up with your lives? No, this one is going to be on YouTube. So let me clarify this too as well. Yesterday I did a live stream, and after I got done with it, I put it right for memberships only. So, but what I did is I uploaded it on my main channel the next day. Okay, I uploaded it on the main channel the next day. It's on my main channel now. I do that all the time. I have to constantly repeat myself. I understand why, because the channel is growing fast, a lot of new subscribers. So for those who don't know, now this is going to stay on my page. It's not going to be removed. If any of my videos just randomly get removed, it's because YouTube removed it, okay? Or like I got hit with some strike or some bogus claim. If that's the case, I get hit with some claim on this video or any of my future videos, yes, I put it on my Patreon, okay? But the reason why I put it for YouTube members only, because people who support me, I let them watch it first time, and then I upload my main channel the next day. Okay, so also too, I edited it. You know, I might, you know, there's some things I might have to add on to, things like that. Most of it, I guess, the video I did yesterday, I didn't have to edit it. I just wanted to make sure the sound quality was good because the wind was very bad. So sometimes I edit the sound so like to remove the background noise, but the mic was actually very good. And shout out to I don't remember where it's at, but that mic is super good. That mic was super good. But I don't know why y'all talking about pork. Y'all like pork that much? Y'all can't give it up? No, yeah, I'm going to make a video on the unclean foods because it seems like, you know, people who are of the Christianity faith, people who are followers of religion, they ain't giving up the pork. They ain't giving up the unclean foods. No way. It is crazy, too, because these other religions, which I don't subscribe to. Remember, I don't subscribe to any religion. I'm a follower of truth. I'm a follower of Christ. Nowhere did Christ say, be a follower of Christianity. Okay, he says to follow after me. Nowhere did God say, follow after religion. He says, follow after his son, the son of God, Jesus. That's what he said. But a lot of people who are carnal-minded or just religious, they're not able to understand that. Let me go over this verse. Ooh, yes! Hold on, see. Oh, this one's a classic. This one's a classic. Hold on, let me share the screen. Oh, yes, 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 yes. I almost forgot to put this verse up. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 6. A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth not, but knowledge is easy unto him that understands. Hold up. So you scorners who are out there seeking wisdom, seeking knowledge, seeking understanding, you won't be able to find it. The Bible even says wisdom is too high for a fool. Okay? But knowledge is easy. It's easy to understand the scriptures. It's easy to understand why God doesn't want us to eat pork and eat us the abominable foods. Y'all know the pig is one of the most dirtiest animals? And y'all putting that in your body? Y'all know shrimp, like people don't research, but a scorner seeks wisdom and they find it not. Okay, so one thing about me, I'm not like these Christianity followers who pick and choose what verses to follow. Okay, I just can't. I can't do that. Just can't do that. Ba ba ba. D-Man says, don't be so religious that you are not earthly good. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Thank you so much, Jules C., for the super chat. Shalom. Shalom to you, too. Peace and blessings. People be getting fake image of Christ tatted on them. Yeah, man. It's crazy. That is crazy, man. Let's go over this verse. Let's go over, it's in, yeah, let's go over this one. I think it's in 14. Hopefully I'm right. If not, I'll go find it. Is this in 14? Oh, yes, here it goes, here it goes. Here it goes. 2, 4. Okay, we know I'm an Israelite, okay? I don't subscribe to any religions because people believe that being a Hebrew, you're a Hebrew Israelite. I'm not a part of no religions. Being a Hebrew is my nationality. I was born this way. It wasn't like I woke up. Let me follow a religion. Because people who are religious, people who are scorners and scoffers, they seek wisdom, but they find it not. Okay. So this is who this verse is talking about. Okay. Let's teach. Actually, let me make this a little bit bigger for y'all to see. Let's make it a little bit bigger. Okay, there you go. Okay, so it says, for thou art a holy people unto God. Okay, everyone says, I'm holy, 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 right? But let's see what it says. Oh, my goodness. All right, so it says, for thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord has chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all nations that are upon the earth. Who is this? Who's he talking about? He's talking about the Israelites, talking about the Hebrews. Verse 3, thou shalt not eat any abominable thing. God says that he doesn't change in the Bible, right? Doesn't the Bible say that God doesn't change? So you're telling me this change? Okay, so me being an Israelite, me following the law, statute, and commandments, I'm not eating the abominable things. I'm not eating pork. I'm not eating shrimp, lobster, crab. Now, if you want to eat it, do whatever you want. It doesn't bother me. I'm not like you religious folks who always want to control the narrative, control people. You eat whatever you want. But personally for me, I ain't eating it. For thou art a holy people, a set apart people that he has, look at this, and peculiar means strange. And the Lord has chosen thee to be a peculiar people to himself above all nations that are upon the earth. That didn't deserve that. They deserve this right here. I deserve that right there. So, hey, go argue with God. Okay, like I said, guys, let me make this very clear. If you want to eat pork, lobster, crab, when I make that video, I'm going to say that first because I know how the scoffers are. They're going to leave Matthew chapter 5, verse 11. They're going to say, well, Mark, what about Peter's vision? Peter's vision wasn't about animals. It was about people, okay? Like I said, people, they don't have the scholar, you know, they get mad at the truth. And like me being on YouTube, every time I talk about that, they always, like, you really don't think I don't know Matthew chapter 5 or 11? You really think I don't know that verse? You really think I don't know that? But yeah, you know, people wondering why they're going to the grave at an early age. Well, look at the food you're eating. The pork and all that nasty stuff. You're putting that in your temple, in your body. I ain't putting that garbage. I'm not putting that in my body, bro. Leanne says, pork gave me several migraines for days. Of course, when God gave us his laws, it wasn't to be like a bondage. It was to protect you. God does not want you to have migraines. God doesn't want you to have health issues at the age of 20, 30, 40, 50, even 60. We're not supposed to be living this short. But when people don't follow God's laws, they perish at an early age. So, oh, you know, yeah, Matthew chapter 15, verse 11. I said verse 5, 11. I know that verse. I know that verse. Y'all leave it all the time. Y'all leave it all the time. You know, I'm pretty sure I know that verse, guys. Someone says, yeah, Christ wasn't even crucified on a cross. No, yeah, he was crucified on a tree. But you bring that up, Christianity, they get mad at you. They just don't read the Bible, bro. They don't read the Bible. Oh, well, it's not my problem. Not my problem. But the food is ready. Someone says, yes, God's law is a blessing. Yep, it is. Someone says, Jesus casted the demons into the pigs. Oh, yeah. Yep, Jesus casted the demons into the pigs. Yep. Like, And I used to eat pork too. Let me make this very clear. I used to love pork. I never ate seafood. I never, like lobster, crab, and all that. That was always nasty to me. I never ate that. But when it came to pork, because I'm Haitian. My dad's Haitian. There's a dish called grill. Some of you guys know what that is. I would eat that all the time. But once I came, and I actually stopped eating pork before I came into the church. Like way before I came into the church. It's like my conscience already knew. My conscience knew that Bible verse. You know, even though I didn't know the Bible verse at the time. But, you know, I stopped eating pork, and I look back, and I'm like, dang, I used to eat that stuff, man. Just nasty, man. But, hey, you know, to each his own, guys. If you want to eat pork, lobster, crab, shrimp, do what you got to do. Personally, me, I'm not. I'm following God's laws to the best of my ability. I'm not perfect. I may fall short. But, you know, I'm not going to tell y'all, yeah, you go eat that. No way. No way. No way. Somebody said no more Oreos, Margie. I ain't eating that no more, too. I mean, this Babylon world we're living in is crazy, man. This world we're living in is just the symbolism, the signs. Someone says, bro, Mark, you're triggering these people. Oh, of course. That's what happens when you speak the truth. They get triggered. Like I said, that's their problem, though. That's their personal problem. You know? And, yeah, Oreos is not even healthy for you. You know, two Oreo cookies for the double stuffed Oreo? Two Oreo cookies is 160 calories. Wow. Two Oreo cookies is 160 calories. That means if you eat like five or so, or let's say if you eat like 10, you know, we usually, at least when I would eat Oreos, I would eat like 10, 15, and then I'll get full. That's over 1,000 calories, and not to mention the milk. And I would be hungry right after because that's fake food. And who knows what they put in the Oreos, guys? Who knows what they put in that? Who knows? You can eat cookies and cream, refined Mayweather, just make sure it's not from the Oreos brand. There's other brands out there. There's other Oreos that are not labeled Oreos, but they have like better ingredients and don't have no symbolism on it. But personally, me, I'm not eating that no more. I mean, that food is not even good to eat anyways. Food is terrible to eat. D-Man said, facts, Mark. I slowly stopped eating it before I came into the truth last year. That's what's up, bro. That's what's up, man. Yeah, I love being obedient to God, bro. I love following his laws, statutes, and commandments. Like, I love it, bro. Like, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah, Brandon Henry says, well, hey, watch out with the burgers too. They be mixing with them pork, beef, and other stuff. Yeah, I heard that Popeyes does that. And that's why I say, guys, I follow God's laws to the best of my ability, because sometimes we don't even know when pork is in our food, man. We don't even know. You know, this is Babylon. This is a land of confusion. They want us to sin. They want to go against God's laws. They want you to go against it. So they're going to put a little ingredients of, you know, making their burgers and pork oil. You know, they want us to rebel against God's laws. Devils and demons, bro. I don't know what to use for that one. But, yeah, just devils and demons, man. But, yeah, guys, the food is ready. I'm about to eat. I'm starving, man. I wasn't even supposed to make this live. Like I said, guys, I'm tired. I just made my video. My video tomorrow is going to be good. It's going to be a classic. It's going to be about the narcissist. So we're going to make on that. That should be dropping at 10 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow. Yeah, I've just been doing a lot of work, man. Tired, bro. But, you know, got to stay busy. Got to stay busy. Joshua says, thank you for the super chat, bro. Says, Mark, I'm being pursued by a beautiful woman who seems innocent. I checked her Instagram and she has half naked pics. Is it possible for those types to repent and become a wife? She still has half naked pics because she's for the streets. Don't be naive, Joseph. She has half naked pictures on her Instagram. She's for the streets. She's for everybody to see. You know, back in the days, a woman showing off her body that's for her man. Nowadays, they let everybody see it. These women don't even love themselves. They don't value themselves. So she's for the streets, bro. I'm going to just keep it real with you, bro. Anyway, you know, there's no way. There's no way. There's no way. There's no way. And see, it's crazy, too, because women, they advertise themselves like that, and then they get mad. They get mad at man who just pump and dump them. Man should do that, because what are you doing? What are you? You're allowing them to do that. That's the type of guy you want, but you're not going to keep it real. You're not going to keep it real. You know, so any woman who's doing that, Joseph, that's because they're for the streets. And y'all laughing, but y'all know the Bible verse talks about the woman for the streets. Hey, let me get this out before I leave here, man. This is real. Okay? I see y'all laughing. This is real, bro. Hold up. What's this in? What verse is this in? A verse this is in. Oh, yeah, this one right here. This is a lot of American women. Yep. This is a lot of Eves, man, here. So this is in the book of Proverbs. Let me make sure it's big enough so y'all can see it. Man, this live stream is lit, bro. Y'all make sure y'all hit the like button. I know the ladies, they ain't I know the ladies ain't going to hit the like. It's all good, though. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Hold on. Let me make sure it's big enough. Let me make sure. All right. I could do like this. Why doesn't this not load? Here, maybe I do like that. All right. I got to watch more tutorial videos. Okay. So, you know, I said the streets, right? This is what the scripture says. Says, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot and a subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Now she is without, now in the streets, now in the streets. And lie in wait at every corner. Wow. So now she's without, without a man. Okay, looking for someone to destroy, looking for a brother who's naive, looking for the man of God, looking for you, righteous man, looking for you, looking for you. And to bring you peace, to be fruitful and multiply, for you to make her your wife. No, 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 no. So, and a lot of these women, they're loud. Big mouth, right? Loud, right? Does the scripture say? And stubborn. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Always at the club every weekend. Always at the party. Always at the next scene. She can't stay home. She's always bored, quote unquote bored. Now she's without. Now in the streets. So y'all see it. Y'all laughing, but it's true. She's for these women are for the streets. Man, they're for everybody. These old people, everybody. Facts, 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 facts. They be for everybody, bro. They be for everybody, man. And then they be getting mad when the man just uses them for what they are. You know, uses them as just a toy. But that's what you advertise yourself of. So, yeah, if you're dealing with a woman, she has half-naked pics, charge her to the game. I mean, I would never wife up. I mean, personally, just me, like I said, guys. Man gonna do whatever y'all want regardless. But I would never, ever wife up a girl who got half-naked and pit. She's for the streets, bro. She's for everybody. Need up, be for everybody. Facts. Roberto says, I met a girl at church. Oh, watch out for the church girls. They're one of the worst ones, man. Watch out for the church girls. He says, I met a girl at church. She seemed like the one. She disappeared and came back with heroes, man. I don't know what that means with heroes, man. Horrible stuff. Do not play around when God is warning you. I don't know what that means. Came back with heroes, man. I don't know what that means, Roberto. Heroes, man. I'm trying to see if that was a typo or what would be a typo. She came around with another man? So he said I stopped at half-naked pics. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Someone says, take a look at guys. The only way a woman's going to be a Proverbs 31 woman today is if she trains herself to be one. She's not going to just wake up and become one. I read the Bible. Now I'm a godly woman. Proverbs 31. No. She got to break free from those demons. She got to break free from the generational curses. She got to break free from the soul ties. She has to get delivered from, you know, the stronghold. That's why I say as a man, when you deal with these women, it takes a lot of energy to break them free. You have to turn them to be a righteous woman. That takes a lot of energy, time, and effort. Do you want to invest in that? Now that's up to you. And then when you marry one, you know, well, she shouldn't get government paperwork. But let's say if you do, and then, you know, she switches up on you. Now you have to give half of what you have to her because this woman favors a woman. You know, this is a feminist society culture. Y'all saw what happened in Dubai. That woman who was talking black, that black woman who was talking back, they locked her behind in jail. That would never happen in America. You know what would happen in America when a woman is talking all crazy, acting all reckless, hitting a man, and the man hits the woman back? The man goes to jail. The woman's protected. This is why women are the way they are. And it's all set up, designed this way. But, you know, shout out to Dubai because they know a woman talks back to a man, your ass is going to jail, man. They need that in America, bro. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Someone type in amen, bro. Someone type in amen. A woman talking back against a man, She should be facing 30 days. That's being kind. She really should do not. I think she's still locked up over there in Dubai. It's been 2 months. Personally, me, if I was king of the land, I say 90 days. Ain't playing no games with y'all women. Talk back against a man? What? You crazy. You cry now. Lock her ass up. Lock her up. Now, we're not living in days where we stone him, you know. He without sin cast a stone, right? But we could lock him up. Lock him up, man. These women out here reckless because they're allowed to. There's no punishment. A woman could talk crazy to a man, yell at him, scream at him, hit him. The man retaliates, the man's going to jail. You're going to jail. You know, so clearly shows that Satan has his system designed this way because he wants women to be in control. He wants women to be the head. He wants women to be the husband. He wants a woman to lead and take authority. That's what he wants. And you women are falling for the trap again, just like you did in the garden. Just like Eve fell for the trap, y'all falling for the trap again. Okay, and I shouldn't have to say the obvious. I'm not talking about all women. I'm talking about 99% of them. Because you could have people saying, oh, Mark, you shouldn't generalize. Like, obviously. But anyways, guys, my stomach is growling. I know. I got to eat, man. Someone said Dubai said we don't play over there. No, we don't play that. But that would never happen in America. Never. That would never happen in America. If I was a king of the land, man, lock her ass up. 90 days. 90 days probation. She doesn't have to take classes. You know, anger management class. I ain't playing with y'all. No. I ain't playing, bro. No way. You can talk back to a man? Ooh, no way. Lock her behind up, man. Yeah, these women are cool with disrespecting men. They're cool with that. They're okay with that. These women are okay with that. It's no problem. Because when you look at social media, when you look at society, men don't tolerate that. It's definitely not. Yeah, no, yeah. MY is 99% of them. Absolutely. Yep. Thank you so much, Ernesta, for the super chat or super sticker. Thank you. I think that's a girl, so thank you so much. We move into Dubai. You know, that doesn't sound like a bad idea. But nah, I don't think I would want to move to Dubai. I wouldn't move over there. I would visit. I'd visit over there to see how they get down. You know, like I said, obviously I'm not a Muslim. I don't do Islam. But at least I could respect the way they handle things over there. How they got the woman, the Muslim woman, they don't act like the way these Christianity women act. They don't act like the Western woman. You know, they got them in check. They got them in check. So I could salute them with that, you know. I could salute them with that. But a lot of these men, they're moving in lust, so they can't win the war against these Eves. They surrender to Jezebel's spirit. Yeah, we've taken away their ability for accountability. Bless you too, Lamar. Yeah, bless you too, bro. You can't even go to the gym anymore without a harlot surrounding you everywhere, dressed half naked, putting themselves on display in every corner. Yeah. Yep. And that's normal to them. Now I understand it's a gym. You know, a certain attire, you really can't blame them. You know, but some of them do the extra mile. And some of them, they literally just go to the gym for attention. They're not going to work out. This is for attention. A lot of women do that. Like I said, it's a gym, so you got to understand some stuff they kind of have to wear. You know, and I see some ladies out there, you know, who cover themselves. And in my mind, I'm like, wow, I respect her, you know, because she could be looking for attention. You know, they look good, but she's like, nah, you know, maybe she has a man at the house that she's honoring. Or maybe she honors her body. She respects her body. And I tell myself in my mind, like, wow, those type of women who cover themselves, they stand out for me, for us, man of God. To me, they stand out over the woman who's, you know, showing it all. They stand out. I'm like, oh, dang, that's what's up. You know, because all these women are just, you know, always looking for attention. But the one who, like I said, guys, always going to be that 1% who stand out. There's always going to be the 1%. Why is his system feminized to control men? That's why it's feminized. Oh, okay. All right, guys. Food's ready. Gotta go. How long has it been live for? I've been live for over an hour. Oh, it's lit. Make sure, guys, subscribe to the channel. Hit the like button. If you guys want to support me, my links are down below. This is going to stay on YouTube, okay? This is going to stay on YouTube. I'm going to try to keep more of my content on YouTube. Unless this video gets hit with a copyright, then I'm about to end it. But y'all stay blessed. Y'all take it easy. With that being